lot of other things you could be doing. It's not often this late in the year that we have this good of weather. But real quick, I just want to thank Ms. Talbot for the introduction. This lady is the group vice president for the state of Utah.
Go. All right. They could all hear me anyway, right? My wife always says, "Dave, we're in the same room. You can turn it down." But you know, Ms. Clancy Talbot leads the state in production almost every single month. Not just you know in activity, but in helping other people become successful in this business. Consistently selling over 75 memberships a month, every single month, month in and month out, leading the way. Let's hear, give her the applause that she deserves. And I see some new faces out there today. Maybe some people here just checking it out this morning for the first time. And even though the introduction sounded a little bit prestigious, I want to just shoot straight with you today and let you know anybody can do this business. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED, did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to prepaid legal. And we started very part-time, about 5 to 10 hours a week around a full-time job. But eventually our 5 to 10 hours a week was paying us more than my 60 hours a week at work. So we transitioned and went full-time with prepaid legal. After our second year, it was paying us over $100,000 a year. So needless to say, things have dramatically changed. But I look back on the time where we were introduced to prepaid legal and I think to myself, you know, what if we missed the boat? What if we didn't see the opportunity? What if we were too skeptical? You know, where would we be today? This company's paid us just short of $1 million in income over the last few years. And I was doing the math at my previous job to see how long it would take to earn $1 million. It's taken 55 years. Turn that same amount of income. And what if we missed the boat? What if we saw it and goes, yeah, that looks good, sounds good, feels good, but you know, we've tried things like this before. Because I failed at home-based businesses. Anybody ever failed at a home-based business before? Okay, good. So you're in good company today. You know, what if we missed it? You know, where would we be today? And so even though I appreciate the applause, the truth is the people in front of the room don't deserve the applause. It's actually our guests. I mean, they've given up a Saturday morning with great weather, come down here with an open mind, to see if we might be able to change their life also. So let's give the guests the applause they deserve. And if you're ready, say I'm ready. Let's show you what we're so excited about. There's three major challenges in America today that we're going to discuss. We're going to go over the best solutions for them, the opportunity associated with that, and then the action steps that you need to take. First of all, major problem number one, no time, no money. A lot of people out there struggling financially. Can we agree with that? I mean, the economy's, you know, breaking all kinds of records for, you know, largest drop in the Dow and most money lost, most companies going bankrupt. I mean, look at the companies that 10, 20 years ago were Fortune 100 companies that people felt like they had job security. Big insurance companies and car manufacturing companies. Were they considered secure jobs? And today, they're all saying, hey, look, by the end of the year, we will be out of money and bankrupt if someone doesn't step in and bail us out. And so there's all kinds of economic problems out there today. Next thing is no money. I mean, let's face it, credit cards are and bankruptcies are all-time high. People have no time to spend with their families because they're spending so much time chasing the almighty dollar, taking up second jobs, third jobs, and stuff like that to try to just keep food on the table today. Second and third big problems in America, identity theft and the broken legal system. Identity theft 5 years ago was practically unheard of. Today it's the number one reported crime in America. I mean, that's an epidemic on anybody's scale out there. And then the legal system, the top 10%, they've always been able to afford it. They never look in their checkbook to find out if they have legal rights. The bottom 10% are given a public defender if they meet certain requirements, and that's only if they're in handcuffs. That doesn't matter if, you know, your cell phone company's ripping you off. Even if you're poor, you can't call the public defender system. And so we know that 80% of a middle class falls somewhere in the middle, and the truth is the top 10% also fall in there. So you're actually looking at about 90% market share out there that's still available for us. Now, Harvard Business School says there's five things that you need to look at in any business opportunity that you're evaluating today. First of all, the company. Is the company a solid company? Is it going to be here tomorrow? I mean, nobody wants to be involved with a company. Let's face it, it has to get bailed out by the government to stay in business, okay? You're going to see a company that is absolutely rock solid. The need in the marketplace. Do people really need what we have to offer, or is this just another one of those excuses to launder money between friends? And some of you know the companies I'm talking about, juices, lotions, potions, pills, vitamins. Are some of them good products? Yes. But if you took away the financial opportunity, how many people would continue to consume the product at that price? They would all be looking for a bailout package from the government, okay? Compensation plan. Do we pay you enough money that you'll pay attention and timing? Being in the right place at the right time. Is that better than being smart? Am I pretty much living proof of that? Those that know me well are like, yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the company. It's been in business for over 30 years, publicly traded since 1976. Now, for those of you that are skeptical, that's an awesome thing because now you can go do your research about our company. You don't need to take my word for it. If we were privately held, I could tell you anything I want to. You would have no way of confirming that. But because we're publicly traded, you can call any stockbroker or you can just go online, pull up our ticker symbol on the New York Stock Exchange, PPD. And you can go all the way back to 1972 and look at anything you want financially about our company. We actually began with a serious automobile accident where the founder of our company was driving down a rural country road in Oklahoma and a lady coming in the opposite direction crossed the double yellow line and hit him head on. Now, he had automobile insurance that replaced that damaged car. He had health insurance that took care of all those medical bills. He had life insurance just in case he did not make it. Fortunately, he did. What he wasn't prepared for was the lawsuit that the other driver, who was cited at fault, filed against him. Now, he spent a year's worth of his income in court fighting that lawsuit. Could you imagine right now if you had to come up with 1 year's worth of your income for a frivolous lawsuit just to prove that you did nothing wrong? Think about how that would affect your family. And so, at the end of that lawsuit, he eventually won. But he thought, there's got to be something out there, just like all those other insurance products that I have, where you pay a small monthly fee, and then if a major catastrophe in your life happens, you're covered. But he found out there was nothing here in America. He found out over in Europe that almost 80% of the population in some countries had a prepaid legal plan. So he brought the best parts of those legal plans here to America, adapted them to our legal system, and started what we know today as prepaid legal services. Now I'm going to say good things about this company. I'm what they call tainted. If I was paying you over $100,000 a year, would you say something nice about me? Some of you would do it for $50,000, but Forbes magazine every single year comes out with the best 200 small companies in America. Now, out of almost 8 million small companies, if you happen to make the top 200 list, are you doing something right? Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we made that list a few years ago, and quite honestly, we were freaking out. We were just like, oh my gosh, our little company out of Ada, Oklahoma, is now on the Forbes top 200 list? But then the next year, we made it again, and the next year again, and the next year again. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we've now made that list for 7 years. How we doing? Not too bad. Not too bad. Money Magazine ranked the top stocks of the 1990s. So this is back when the stock market was profitable. And 10 most profitable years in stock market history, if you want to be exact. But in the 1980s, none of us even knew who Bill Gates was. I mean, I can pretty much guess that very few, if any of us, owned a computer in the 1980s. But by the end of the 90s, Bill Gates was the wealthiest man in the world, and pretty much every single one of us had some of his products in our home. Can we all agree, just for argument's sake, that it was a good 10-year run for Microsoft during the 90s? Would you like to have owned stock in his company during that time? And rightfully so, because his company came in number 17 for return on investment, according to Money Magazine. But another little company out of Ada, Oklahoma, came in number 13. In other words, you would have made more money owning stock in prepaid legal than Microsoft during the 1990s. How are we doing? And then Fortune magazine, again, says we're one of the fastest growing companies in America for 2 consecutive years in a row. Why are they saying this about our company? 16 years now of record sales, record growth, record profit. Up and to the right. In fact, if you looked at the money section of the USA Today, you'll see they had an article not too long ago talking about companies that prosper when the CEO stays at the helm. So the criteria for this article was, if you've had a CEO that has stayed at the helm for 15 years in a row, we're going to look at your company and how it's done financially. They took the top three companies out there. Now, the number one performing company was a company called the Apollo Group. They happened to own the University of Phoenix. Most of you are pretty familiar with that name. The number two company was Amazon.com. You should have heard of them by now. But the number three company, Prepaid Legal, Mr. Stonesever, right there in the center, our stock up over 4,302% during that time period, compared to the Standard & Poor's, 222% increase. How are we doing financially? Not too bad. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we could wallpaper this auditorium with positive articles written about our company. If you've put together that type of a track record, can you agree there's other periodicals that are writing about you? Absolutely. How many other companies are you aware of that can say 16 years in a row, every year, even during, quote, recessions, we're having record sales, record growth, record profit? And if you were going to align your personal income with a company, wouldn't you want it headed in that direction? Absolutely. Now, first time I heard about this company, I was thinking to myself, why on earth would I prepay for an attorney when I've never needed one? I mean, I never saw my parents use attorneys. I never heard of my grandparents using attorneys. So I thought, we didn't need attorneys. And then it was better explained to me what legal situations are. You see, legal situations are simply when the advice, use, or help of an attorney might better the outcome for you. And so what we're going to do real quick, I know you're all in seats and comfortable, and some of you are half asleep already, but if you could just stand up real quick, we're going to do a quick exercise. If you've had one of the following legal situations in your family, I want you to go ahead and sit back down. Have you ever worried about identity theft? Have a seat. Been overcharged for a repair. Home repair, computer repair, appliance repair. Tried to return a defective product. Tried to return a defective spouse. Oh, we'll get you. Just stay there. Receive the traffic ticket. All right, so everyone that has a seat is sitting down at this point. It's not that we don't have legal situations. It's usually how we view them. Because if you get a traffic ticket and it's $100, but the attorney's $200 an hour, financially, does it make sense to hire that attorney? Most people are saying, you know, it's cheaper to pay the ticket. Lost the security deposit, been audited, signed a contract that you didn't understand. We're all dealing with legal situations. The consequences of them can be devastating if you don't get good legal advice. So it's not if, but when you're going to have legal situations, because annually 37 million Americans are hospitalized. Can we all agree that health insurance is something we value? Why? I mean, out of 300 million Americans, only 37 million are going to the hospital. That means there's about 263 million Americans that don't even need it but pay for it. Because we all understand that if that day happens in your life, it could wipe out your entire life savings and money you don't have, right? Absolutely. Ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. We value health insurance. Not that we're hoping to use it. It's because we know what a value it is when the day comes that you need it. And yet, during that same 12-month period, 100 million court filings in America. That means you're almost three times more likely to have a legal situation in your life than a medical situation. Could a week in the courtroom without legal insurance wipe your family out financially? Absolutely. In fact, think of some of the things that you can lose in courtroom if you're underrepresented. Not just money. Money you haven't gone to work and earned yet, because they can garnish your future wages for many years if you lose in court. Can you lose your kids? Can you lose your freedoms? Absolutely. Things extremely valuable and near and dear to you. So, a prepaid legal plan does for attorney and legal bills what health insurance has always done for your doctor and hospital bills. For a small monthly fee of $26 or less, members receive a comprehensive legal service plan that provides their family protection of their legal rights, peace of mind, and security. So who's covered by the plan? This is awesome. Here in the state of Utah, especially if you're a parent of a teenage driver, you guys remember what happened when you called your insurance agent? You said, my boy just turned 16, I need to add him to my policy. What happens to the price of that policy? A little or a lot? A lot. And then you get to use it because he was doing donuts after church and hit the bishop's Mercedes. What happened to the price of that policy? A lot. And then you had your second kid. Now what happened to the price of that policy? You guys, you see what happens with insurance-based products? Anytime you use them or try to extract value from them, they jack the price up or they just drop you completely. Here's what I love about prepaid legal. In 36 years, we've never, ever raised the rate of an existing member. Not one nickel for using it too much and adding too many dependents. And here in Utah, that just means value, okay? There's actually five separate areas of coverage. I'm going to go through all five of them. We'll start with preventive legal. I didn't tell you at the beginning, I used to have a career at Jiffy Lube. I was the courtesy tech. I vacuumed the car mats, checked the air pressure in your tire. So I understood preventive maintenance. I knew it was cheaper to change the oil than it is to change the engine. Would anybody disagree with that? Of course not. Preventive maintenance in your bodies, just by a quick show of hands, how many of you have taken a shower this week, whether you needed to or not? Most of us. That is awesome. Preventive maintenance on our teeth. We know that toothpaste costs money, and so do those toothbrushes, right? But root canals cost money. How many tubes of toothpaste can you purchase for the price of one root canal? Can we just agree a lifetime's worth? So is it cheaper in the long run to prevent problems with your teeth? Absolutely. Even if you have to spend money up front and buy that toothpaste? Of course it is. Preventive maintenance. It's always made sense. So let's talk about preventive maintenance in your legal life. We give you unlimited phone consultation over any area of law. That might be a neighbor issue, a consumer issue, child custody issues, tax questions, employment issues. Can we agree there's a lot of people out there right now who are having challenges and they don't know what their rights are? Absolutely. And at $200 an hour in a tight economy, are they going to pick up the phone and call an attorney? No. But what if they had a 1-800 number to a local law firm in their area and they could call them as much as they want? Five times a year, five times a month, five times a day. And talk to an attorney who normally charges $200 an hour, but they could talk to them as long as they want about any area. Would that give them some peace of mind? Maybe resolve a few of those legal situations. On top of that, what if the attorney could then turn around and send letters or make phone calls on their behalf to fix some of those problems? Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone so bad that you wanted to turn around and yell at them, "You're going to hear from my attorney"? But you knew he would laugh and so would you if you said that? You get in your Datsun 210 hatchback and drive away? Like, dude, no one drives a Datsun and has an attorney. But they will. They'll send letters, make phone calls on your behalf to resolve legal situations. Not too long ago, we had a challenge with Utah Power. Utah Power came out and hooked up a box to our house, and they ended up blowing our thermostat inside the house. Now, this is the middle of the summer. Middle of the summer, they blew our thermostat. And it's 90-something degrees outside. Our house is cooking. We can't get it to cool down. So I had to take my family and go check into a hotel for a couple days while we waited for them to come out there and fix the problem. And they came out, fixed the problem. We had a heating and air conditioning guy come out, fix the problem, put in new thermostats and stuff. And he said, "Whoever hooked up that box wired it wrong and it blew your thermostats." I'm like, okay, so we sent it into Utah Power. They said, okay, send us in the bill and the invoice. We'll fix the problem. We'll cut you a check. What was it, $360 or something? $360. So we sent it in. Then They stalled. A couple months later, they finally said, "You know what? We're denying your claim. We don't think it's us." Even though on the invoice, the heating and air conditioning company said, "Improperly wired box on the side of the house blew the thermostats." It was like, "You're the only one that touched that." "No, we're not paying it, Mr. Hall." So my wife calls prepaid legal. Gets the attorneys. The attorneys send a nasty gram over to Utah Power. Next thing you know, in the mail shows up a check for $360 to make the problem go away. How's that? I'm telling you, I don't know how we ever lived without prepaid legal. On top of that, contract and document review. Have you ever signed something you really didn't even understand? Car leases, health club memberships, satellite dishes, cell phone agreements, credit card applications, the list goes on and on and on and on. Now, before you send any of those documents, fax them into your law firm. Have an attorney review them. Make sure they're in your best interest before you sign them. And then a full comprehensive will prepared to protect your family. Now, one of the first things that me and my wife did when we became members of Prepaid Legal was we got our wills done. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit this. You know, 28 years old, wife, two kids, nothing to protect them. If something were to happen to me or my wife, nothing was in place to protect what we consider our most valuable assets, our children. And yet, within the first 30 days of having a prepaid legal membership, we were able to, you know, fill out this document, send it into the law firm, and have the law firm not only prepare a full comprehensive will for me with durable powers of attorney, directive to physicians, requisition of tangible assets, but also one for my spouse. But then every year, as new kids, new cars, new houses, new investments, as things in your life change, and can we all agree change is a constant? Every year your estate looks different than from last year. We can have it updated. No additional cost. You guys, average attorney out there would charge anywhere from $500 to $1,000 just to do it for one of you. But to do it for both of you, and then every year update it? If all we did was get the will at 86 cents a day, can we agree we're getting our money's worth if we stopped right here in the presentation? Then the rest of it's for free. Real quickly, here's the other areas that you get for free. Driving representation. If you receive moving traffic violations, fax them into the law firm. The goal of the attorneys is to keep the points, fines, penalties reduced or dismissed off your driving record. Trial defense, lawsuit protection. I can tell you numerous stories up to this point of having this lawsuit protection that is so valuable. I never thought in my life that I'd ever be sued, but a little over 3 years ago, we were sued for about $1 million. And, you know, the law firm stepped in and saved our bacon. I can tell you right now, this is part of the membership you never want to use, but you're so glad that you have it when that constable knocks on your door and drops off those papers and says, Mr. Hall, and you're like, yep, you're being sued. Now, this is just over a real estate deal, a real estate investment that the contractor and developer got in a fight. And they got, but because we were part of the investing package, you know, we were dragged into it. There's 19 other families dragged into this lawsuit. Not anything any one of them could have done to prevent that lawsuit from happening. But some of them had to cave early because they didn't have the funds to stay in the fight. But with lawsuit protection, having 335 hours to draw against, just in case, absolutely priceless. IRS protection, are the tax laws just a little bit confusing? Could you make an honest mistake on your taxes, end up in the auditor's office, being asked questions you don't even understand, implicate yourself on other legal problems, and then go downhill from there? Absolutely you could. And then a preferred member discount of 25% or greater on any other services. I haven't covered 100% out there. And 24-hour emergency access for serious legal situations. If you're being stopped, questioned, arrested, or detained by a security officer or a police officer, you can have an attorney on the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, Christmas Eve. We have attorneys on call for you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's 5 areas of identity theft. Most people think that there's just one, financial identity theft. They're pretty sure that identity theft is a credit card problem out there today. And I got news for you. That's about 24 to 26% of the problem out there. There's actually a lot bigger areas out there like Social Security identity theft. If someone illegally gets a job in your name and does not pay the taxes, who is the IRS coming after? You. And it happens all the time in America today. We've got over 2 million illegal aliens coming across the border every single year. They're here for jobs. Now, I don't blame them. I'd want to get a better job, too, if I could, and if it was only a few miles away. I'd jump the border and go there, too. The problem is now somebody else is a victim of identity theft because a false Social Security number was used. Medical identity theft, actually the fastest-growing segment of identity theft in America today. People are using other people's identities to have medical procedures and getting prescriptions in their name. But the problem is if you're ever seriously hurt or injured, you're unconscious, and you're rushed to the hospital, and they pull your medical file, and it shows that you've been taking high doses of blood thinners or heart medications or diabetic medications, is that doctor going to treat you a little bit different? Absolutely. Could it be a life and death situation for you? Absolutely it could. It's important that you understand that your medical records need to be protected. Most people have no idea how to do that. Character or criminal identity theft? I don't think we need to spend a lot of time talking about why criminals would want to create crimes in your name. I think that's pretty obvious, right? Because they already got warrants for arrest in their name, so it's nice to use somebody else's name. And then driver's license identity theft. Now, we could take you online and show you numerous different websites where literally for less than $100, you can upload a photo of your face and you can have an authentic driver's license created in any state in America with whatever name you want on it. And once you have that form of identification, can you open up bank accounts? Can you get driving infractions? Can you do all kinds of things? Absolutely. That's just the tip of the iceberg out there today. So what do we do? First of all, you'll receive an up-to-date credit report to show you what your identity looks like right now today. Then we monitor your identity on a daily basis. That means if any new accounts, derogatories, change of address, public notices, liens, anything pops up, you're going to be notified immediately. If it's you, just let it go through. If it's not, you simply reply back to us. We then assign a licensed private investigator from the world's largest risk management firm to come in and completely restore your identity to the good name that it was before the problem happened. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the only company on the face of the earth that does that complete suite of services. Well, there's a lot of companies out there that will give you a credit report and monitor your identity, but when you are a victim, you get a do-it-yourself kit. That's where the real problem starts, is putting your life back together. Finding out you have a problem is one thing. Anybody can find that out sooner or later. Putting it back together is where we separate ourselves from the rest of the pack. We do all of that for $35.95 a month. How's that for value? Now, if you're waiting for a catch, there's a $10 application fee the very first month. So there's the catch. I know some of the guests are like, man, that's too good of a deal. You know, there's got to be some catch, some long-term contract that I got to have my attorney review before I sign this. No, month to month. That if at any point you're unhappy with our suite of services, it's as simple as picking up the phone, calling a 1-800 number, and canceling your service. I'm pretty sure, though, once you start living with it, you're going to wonder how you ever got along without it. Now, when we saw this for the first time, it made sense to me. I realized if it makes sense to me, it's got to make sense to other people. And this is probably the biggest reason why you're here today, if you're a guest, is because we need other people to help share the good word about what we have. You probably didn't wake up this morning and think, you know, I really ought to get a sexy legal plan. I'm going to go down to the Salt Lake Community College and see if they're selling them this morning. Somebody told you about some very average people making way above average incomes doing this part-time. And then you're going to hear some gangster money about people doing it full time. But there's two different things that separate us from everybody that has a second job. First of all, we're not looking for people that are looking for a second job. You see, we're looking for people that want to own their own business. So first thing is you have to think different. You have to think like a business owner if you want to be successful in this business. Now, we can help you out with a lot of those things. We can teach you how to run your own business and everything else like that. The next part is there's a financial investment. It's $249 to get involved with our company. Best investment me and my wife ever made. And for those of you that joined us for dinner last night, you heard a little bit of the story. We didn't even have the $249. We actually borrowed it from her mom to get started in the business. And I can tell you right now, if you've ever taken out a loan, the last loan in the world that you ever want to default on is the one from Bank of Mother-in-Law. She may repo your kids' Christmas gifts if you don't pay that loan back. And so we made sure to pay her back very, very quickly. But we realized, hey, the economy's a little bit tougher today than it was back then, and finances are a little bit tighter. So just by a quick show of hands, how many of you would like to see that $249 just a little bit lower today? All right, we're going to lower it for you guys. There you go. All right. Right there. That's a sick, sick joke, huh? That is just mean. The guests were all excited. Now, in all seriousness, how many of you like to just see that, turn that price right upside down? No. All right, we'll just do that for you guys. All right, we can stay here all day. Would you guys want to see it on the side? I mean, I can move that thing all over. No, really, we actually do have a legitimate promotion through the end of the month. We'll do it for only $49. You can get started in your business. How's that? Not too bad, not too bad. I mean, for most of you out there, that's like one tank of gas in the suburban, right? That used to be like a quarter of a tank of gas in the suburban. But, I mean, one tank of gas, you think about that. We burn through a tank of gas every week or so. We pull back up to the pump. We fill it up. We don't even think about what we did with the last tank we just burned through. That's just, you know, depleted ozone. We just keep on moving. Now you can take that price of one tank of gas and you can go out there and you can start a business. Not just any business, a business that can not only pay you a lot of money, but it can pay you forever. Let me give you, we'll jump into how you do the business first, then I'll give you some examples. How we do the business? We simply share the information using third-party tools. We are not looking for salespeople. So if you're one of those people that have an extensive sales background and stuff, you're probably going to screw this business up. Because you're going to go out there and you're going to try to be Joe Cool salesman instead of just letting the tools do the work. I want you to understand that the lady that came and signed us up simply said, I've got a DVD, it takes about 15 minutes, you may or may not be interested. Boom. Put it in, hit power, and hit play. That's what we call the power play. If you can do that in this business, you can be wildly successful at doing this business. So, here's how the compensation plan works. You're a brand new person. You just got started today. You don't know anything about this company, but maybe you hand someone a DVD that takes 15 minutes to explain it. Now, if they only buy the membership, you can be compensated $35. But if they decide to do the business opportunity also, you'll jump straight to the associate level and get paid $69. That's the blue column that we make. Right there, $69 for them purchasing their membership. Now, how much are they paying you? $35 with a $10 application fee. You're sending that into the company, and the company's paying you back $69. Yeah. Now, the red column is an override. If they go out and market a membership, you can get a $35 override on every membership that they market. But then, if you simply help three people get on your team, that's pretty easy. Do we all know at least three people that want to make more money than they're making right now today? So this isn't a far stretch. You have three people on your front line, bam, you're a senior associate. You're now making $138 every time you personally market one $35 product. But then look at that. You get $69 on everything that those three people sell. What if they go out and do 10 sales in a month? That's $690 on what they do, not including what you do. Help one senior associate get on your team. That means you have one person on your team that went out and found three people. You're now a manager. You make $172. Help three managers get on your team. You're a director. You make $207. And I know we're moving fast. And for some of the guests, they're trying to, you know, decipher all of this. Don't worry. Me and Wendy didn't understand the comp plan for at least 2-3 years in this business. The checks still clear the bank, even if you don't know where the money's coming from. Okay? Do a little bit more work. You get to executive director level. So the blue column over here is what you get for what you personally do. The red column is the overrides, and that is the cumulative, what it adds up to. So in other words, an executive director with a new person on their team is getting $217 every time this guy goes out and markets a membership. In other words, for those of you that are guests, and you're trying to figure out why the person that invited you here is being so nice to you this morning, this column is why they're being so nice to you. But isn't that the way you want it to be? Where if you're going to be involved with a company that somebody has a huge invested financial interest in helping you make a lot of money? I mean, does anybody right now have a job where your boss is just so excited for you to get another raise and another raise and another raise? No, I mean, they're usually trying to pay you just enough that you won't quit, and you're doing just enough work that you won't get fired, and so there's that tug of war going back and forth. Here, we want you to become successful with our business. The best part about this is, those columns are only for the first year. After the 12 months, you get paid up to 25% of what you originally got paid in overrides and direct commissions for life on that membership. In other words, we're still being compensated for memberships that we shared with other people 9 years ago, but we haven't talked to some of those people in 9 years. How much are you getting paid today for the work you did 9 years ago? Residual income. This column right here is what keeps us in this business. In fact, there are people in our company that have not personally sold a membership for over 21 years that receive over $300,000 a year in residual income, and the last time they sold a membership was 1987 because of the green column up there. Think about that for a second. You guys, we don't need, you know, golden umbrellas and severance packages or any of that. We're building our own 401k that's actually going up in value, okay? So here's a hypothetical situation. This is Ann. Ann's the manager. If you remember what it takes to get a manager, it's about six people on your team. If you have six people on your team, you can be a manager, just like Ann. Ann goes out and talks to Bob. Bob says, well, this membership makes sense. He buys it. Ann's commission is $172 just for selling a membership to Bob. But Bob says, hey, I've got a few friends that I would like to go and show this DVD to. So he goes and shows a membership to Sue, Joe, and the Johnsons. They all say, yeah, this makes sense. We need to get our wills done anyway. We're worried about identity theft. This is a no-brainer, a dollar a day. They buy the memberships, so Bob gets compensated, but Ann, remember, we're talking about Ann's money. Ann gets an override of $103 for all three of the sales that Bob did. Add that all up, Ann made $481 by helping one person, Bob, get started in the business. What if you help just one of those a week? An extra $500 a week? What would an extra $2,000 a month do to your family's financial situation? Would it get rid of some of that debt? Get some of those bills paid off? Give you a little bit of breathing room to where you could actually start to enjoy life a little bit. Sleep in a little bit on weekdays. We also pay every single bank. Can y'all say every day?
Every day.
Monday through Friday. If the banks are open, deposits are happening. We absolutely love that here. So, two goals that our founder and CEO has. First of all, we want to empower every family in America with our membership. We're a strong believer that everyone in America should have access to their legal rights and everybody should be protected from the identity thieves. Next goal is we want to create more millionaires on the face of the earth than any company has ever done in history. In fact, just last year alone, approximately every 12 days, we were having another family report a six-figure income in this company. And every 26 days, a new family was saying, we are now millionaires because of prepaid legal. How many millionaires are being created every month at your place of work? Again, this is a very lofty goal, but we know that we're going to be able to accomplish that. We also have what we call a players club where you can get car allowances. I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through that, but you can receive anywhere from $100 to $500 a month in a car allowance, even if you're part-time with our company. As far as the timing goes, only 3% of North America has a prepaid legal plan right now. But again, we were founded and modeled after a company in Europe where in some countries, 80% of Europeans have a prepaid legal membership. In fact, in three separate countries, you can't buy a house, drive a car, or get married until you show your proof of your prepaid legal plan. I remember as a kid when automobile insurance wasn't required by law. You could choose to have it. There's still one state out there that it's not required, in New Hampshire. You don't have to carry it. You can choose whether or not to carry it. But laws were passed to protect people, and eventually you had to prove that you had it if you wanted to drive. I don't think it's too far-fetched that the government may come out and say, with all these bad debts, these loans going defaulted, all this identity theft, we're going to make you prove that your good name is protected if you want to get a loan in the future. I don't think that's too far-fetched. What would happen to those people who were marketing this membership if they passed the law and said everybody had to have it? Boom. And you know what? Even though it's not a law, we're still making a new millionaire every 26 days. So, market penetration, you can see that the blue states are just not worth going and working in because 3% already have it. So focus on those red states and the gray states. Nobody cares to even live in those states, so just stay out of those states. All right, health insurance. Let's look at health insurance for a little while. Very similar industry. Took a while to catch on. People didn't understand the value of prepaying for medical until they saw one family member wiped out because they didn't have it. Then, once 2% of Americans had health insurance, within 7 years, 52% of Americans had health insurance. Now, where would you like to start a health insurance company? I mean, over here where everyone's saying, what? Prepay for medical? I ain't been to the doctor in 3 years. That don't make sense. Or over here where everyone says, oh, well, yeah, everybody's already got it. Or right here where people are saying, you know what? That's just crazy enough. It could take off. I mean, what would your family be worth today if you started one of these health insurance companies and you were only getting, saying, 10% of the health insurance premiums collected in your city? start thinking about what that would do financially for someone. Life insurance, did it have to start at one time? Has it been amazingly successful? Are most of the big buildings in downtown large cities built by life insurance companies? Yes. Automobile insurance, did it start at one time? Has it done okay? Does everybody in the room have it? If you don't, you shouldn't be driving. Health insurance, has it done okay? Do we pick our politicians based on how much they'll promise they'll give us of that? Yes. Okay, so legal insurance, could it catch on? I don't know. We beta tested it on hundreds of millions of people in Europe, and 80% of them said yes. So we asked a few people to come up and share a quick success story. If you're one of those people, please come forward, share your success story, and then we'll wrap this up. Give them a hand.
Hi, I'm April Cook, and before prepaid legal, I was a stay-at-home mom and ran actually my own business from home. But in return for me being able to stay home, my husband worked a job where he worked 6 or 7 days a week, 60 to 70 hours a week. So we just really never saw him. And when we very first got started in this, you guys, we were just looking for an extra couple $100 a month, some extra money to go boating and do some fun activities with. And we started, and after just a couple weeks, we saw the money coming in, and we saw the value of the membership, and kind of decided to rethink things. And we decided instead of doing it part-time, we were going to try to give a little bit more time and a little bit more effort and try to get my husband home. And after only 3 months in the company, my husband was able to walk away from that six-figure income job, and we now do just prepaid legal, and we absolutely love it. And it was so simple to be able to do this, and we just plug people into the trainings and to the events that these amazing people like Mr. Hall put on, and it brings success. So we absolutely love prepaid legal.
My name's Mark Udy, and I'm a cop. I know y'all say police officer to my face, but I'm a cop. The truth is, identity theft isn't something new. It's been around for a long time. 10 years ago when I started in law enforcement, we'd collect the reports and we'd file them and we'd tell them, you know what, great, we wish you the best. We catch less than 5% and prosecute even fewer. With prepaid legal, I've been able to help more families than I ever was as a police officer with identity theft. And just following this system, this company has paid us very well.
My name is Wendy Hall. Prior to prepaid legal, I was in the corporate world, and I used to set my alarm at night, wake up and the alarm went off, and I wouldn't get home till my kids were pretty much in bed. After prepaid legal, I only got up when my kids woke me up in the morning, and I kicked them out of my bed, and now I'm able to do what I love and stay at home and be a mother.
I'm Roger Tully. My background is in residential treatment. I was actually working for my wife. She was the nurse at the treatment center, and I was her assistant. I got introduced to prepaid legal services, started part-time, very, very part-time, just a little bit on my way home, talking to people, just a little bit of spare time stuff. And, you know, I ended up making $600 to $800 a month doing that. My wife saw that coming in with what little work I was doing, and she says, you know what, you're making more almost on that than you're making working for me. You're fired. Go put in your 2 weeks notice. You're done. So that gave me the freedom and the time freedom and stuff to be able to work this business full time, and I just really love prepaid legal.
My name is Clancy Talbot, and prior to prepaid legal, I managed a pediatric dental office working about 70 hours a week. And the problem with that is I have two children and they had no mother. So I went looking for an opportunity to give me some time freedom and found prepaid legal less than 6 months into the business. I retired from corporate America forever. And shortly after that, I took on custody of my niece and nephew, another nephew. And be careful what you wish for, because, you know, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm a stay-at-home mom of five now instead of my two. But because of this business, I've been able to take that role for, you know, those kids that need it and mine as well. I love prepaid legal.
My name is Ryan Burns. Prior to prepaid legal, I had just graduated from the University of Utah. Unfortunately for me, like a lot of my friends, I didn't have a better option but than just keeping my $13 an hour job. Fortunately, somebody took me out to lunch, and I was able to take a look at prepaid legal. About 4 months into the business, just doing it part-time with no intention of really making it a life-changing move, it started paying me more than my full-time job. And because of events like we're going to be able to have this evening, learning how to do the system and seeing a lot of very average people making extraordinary money following it, I was able to turn that income, you know, into something that's completely changed my life. Last month, Prepaid Legal paid me a little over $11,000. I absolutely love this company.
For those of you that are going to hang around for the training, it's not going to go into the evening. I know you would like it to, Mr. Burns, but it'll only go into the early afternoon, okay? All right, let's wrap up with the action steps that you need to take if what you saw today made sense to you. First of all, become a member. We want everyone to have this membership in America. I mean, heaven forbid you got in your car after this event and you backed out of the parking lot and hit somebody, especially if you hit one of us, because we have attorneys. You want to make sure that you have protection when you leave this parking lot. Become an associate. I mean, it's $49, once-in-a-lifetime investment. I mean, $49. You know, show me another place in America that a guy without a high school diploma can go invest $49, and within a couple of years, they'll pay him a six-figure income and pay his family up to almost $1 million within the next few years. Show me that company. It's not out there. I mean, that's ridiculous. $49? What if it didn't work? You've all bought something for more than $49 you donated to DI within a year. Okay? So, I mean, plug in, follow the systems. Every Wednesday night, we have an incredible training taught by the top leaders in the state where they volunteer their time to take 2.5 hours from 7 to 9:30 to teach you what they did. I mean, Mr. Burns is one of the top trainers, not just here in the state, but in the nation. Almost 70% of his team is getting qualified within just a few days in advancing through the compensation plan. I mean, that's absolutely amazing statistics. 70%. I mean, you just got to sit through a brief training and listen to what he does and see what he does and then go home and do it. And it's so simple. And you have so many people here to assist you and help you in that. And if you thought today's event was good, you should be here next Thursday night, not next week. Next Thursday night, we're going to have an event in the building across the way where we're going to have some of the top presenters again in the state sharing this business opportunity with your guests and people. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 10-minute break. So we're going to start at 11 o'clock on the nose. So you got 10 minutes. Fill your paperwork out. Only the people who are associates in Prepaid Legal can stay for the training. I need to be very clear about that, because we're going to have some of the lawyers from the law firm here, and there's a state law that lawyers cannot solicit. You're going to add in some? Yeah, we're going to have everybody go out in the foyer, and then we'll bring everybody back in, because we need to make sure that everybody's in here is an associate. Because we're having the attorneys here, they're not allowed to solicit, and the state considers you being at a presentation, if you haven't filled out your paperwork, solicitation. And we don't want to get our law firm in trouble, because they're volunteering their time to come here. No one's picking up the tab for them coming here today. So out of all fairness, if you are a guest here today and you do want to stay, we're going to have another couple hours of training. We're going to not only have the attorneys here, but some training I can promise you you'll never forget. But only for the associates, please. So just make sure that everybody's honest about that. Get your paperwork filled out. And then it's $20 if you want to come back in if you're a guest for the training part. There were some keys lost out there. It's got an H. That's you? Okay. All right. Good deal. How much you got? Now that I know it's you, Julie. These keys are now for sale. So. Okay. All right. So we'll see you back in here in 10 minutes.